in this torrent of words about the death of the Word made flesh. Four stand out to me. First, now from the sixth hour there was a darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. The one who hangs on the cross between heaven and earth is the same one who made the heavens and the earth and filled them with the splendor of created light so that we could exist and behold the glory of his uncreated light. Jesus is light from light, so it is fitting that for the 3 hours of his final agony, there is darkness over all the land, the darkness of our sins. Second, and behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. In the temple was the Holy of Holies, the dwelling place of God on earth. While it was in the possession of Israel, the Ark of the Covenant was kept in the Holy of Holies, which even the high priest could enter only once each year on the Day of Atonement. But now, at the death of the Messiah, the veil which set apart this sacred place is ripped in two from top to bottom. No longer will the glory cloud fill the Holy of Holies, because the old covenant has been fulfilled and the new covenant has been revealed for the forgiveness of our sins. Third, truly this man was the Son of God. The Roman centurion and the soldiers under his command were Gentiles and pagans all. And yet at the cross they are moved to saving faith in the Anointed One of Israel. The one who died on the cross is, yes, true man, the son of Mary, but he is also the only begotten Son of God the Father. And now he is dead. But even the manner of his death awakened in the heart of the centurion faith which was both certain and true, faith that this man, and not Caesar, his emperor, is Divi Filius, the Son of God. Fourth and last, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary remained sitting there, facing the tomb. Mary Magdalene's love for Jesus kept her at his side during his life, and now it keeps her at his side in death. In these days of grace, as we prepare to celebrate the glorious feast of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, the church bids us sit at the tomb with Mary Magdalene and ponder the cost of our salvation. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.